Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Martha Levy was the artistic director at Steppenwolf Theater for 20 years. She stepped down in 2015 after she had a stroke and stepped down, and she just passed away yesterday. She was 60 years old. I had the pleasure of meeting her several times and knowing her through the, you know, being a part of the Chicago theater community, of which she was clearly an active member and a beautiful human being and enormously talented. And she was, as I said, supportive of people in, you know, theater, in the world of theater, in Chicago theater. And it didn't matter whether you were part of a big popular equity house or part of a small non-union, non-equity storefront theater, of which myself and all the factory theater cohorts were a member of. And I've been a member over the years of three different theater companies, all of which were non-equity and none of which were as big or as influential as Steppenwolf, or as legendary as you know, Steppenwolf. But she never treated anybody, she treated everybody equally, gave wonderful advice, was very, very supportive, you know, was a great teacher, was a great artist, and had a passion for theater that was palpable. And she did amazing things at Steppenwolf. She ushered in a brand new era, and under her vision, and within her vision, you know, people like Tracy Letts would okay and oversee these productions for amazing playwrights and amazing directors and great actors. And Tracy Letts, under her tutelage, became a Pulitzer Prize winner, and you know, put up shows that were daring and original. And that's what Martha was. That's who she was. She was daring and original. And she started out as an actress and ended up, you know, working on some old, you know, shows in the 80s at Steppenwolf. Became an ensemble member in the early 90s and then became artistic director in 95 and stayed artistic director of the Steppenwolf Theater through 2015. And between 1995 and 2015, there was a renaissance period at Steppenwolf. They were doing some of the most daring works that you can possibly imagine, and doing new works, not just classics. And the ensemble began generating their own productions under Martha Levy. And I had the pleasure of meeting her several times and talking with her. She knew who I was through the Factory Theater, also knew who I was through my relationship with Roy Leonard and this radio station. And I got to know her, and she was an amazing person. And I will always treasure the advice that she gave me. She was always kind to me. I wasn't best friends with her or anything, but within the theater community, I knew who she was. She knew who I was. And, you know, there was a mutual respect. Obviously, my respect for her was probably much, much larger than her respect for me, because she was a hero. We got to take a break for the news. When we come back after the news, I want to read part of what Chris Jones wrote about her. Chris Jones, who of the Chicago Tribune, is the theater critic for the Chicago Tribune and a really great guy and a huge supporter of local theater. And he wrote a pretty beautiful tribute to her. And I'll read a little bit more of that. But in a rest in peace for Martha Levy, and she was incredible. And we'll go through what Chris wrote about her and some of the incredible things that she achieved during her time with Steppenwolf. So we'll take a quick break here. We got the news coming up next on WGN. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about real-life best friends in pop culture, and best friends in movies, best portrayals of best friends and real best friends. It's a BFF kind of morning here on WGN. We also have a story about we have a Tom Hardy story. That's all I'm going to say. And I know that Dan is very excited about it, because it's Tom Hardy, and Tom Hardy rules.
In all his glory.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's a story that will reaffirm the greatness and the coolness of Tom Hardy. So there you go. And we're going to get to Wildcard Wednesday in a little bit, too, so get your requests in now. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. As I mentioned before the news, Martha Levy passed away. She was a theater icon, an incredible woman, and was artistic director and leader of the Steppenwolf Theater for 20 years. And in that 20 years, the accomplishments that she was responsible for and what she oversaw and her input into the world of theater are massive. And she passed away at the age of 60. She was Chris Jones wrote a really nice piece. I'm going to read a little bit of it and a tribute to her. She was the artistic director who reinvented Chicago's most audacious and aggressive theater for a new era. Martha Levy wrestled the Steppenwolf Theater Company kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And in her cajoling, bullying, flattering, outwitting, and otherwise leading its hugely talented but famously passionate and opinionated ensemble of tight-knit actors toward reinvention and expansion for changed times, this artistic director of more than 20 years became one of the most important figures in the illustrious history of Chicago theater. Levy, who was 60, died Tuesday at Illinois Masonic Medical Center. Steppenwolf announced after a second stroke last week. Her first occurred in May of 2015, shortly after she stepped down from her position at the celebrated Midwestern Theater. Steppenwolf had become her life's work. Even though Levy also was the rare artistic director interested in nurturing and supporting her competitors in Chicago theater as long as the company to which she so fervently and so passionately belonged. What she did for Steppenwolf, it's impossible to count the ways, said director, actress, and Steppenwolf ensemble member Amy Morton. Steppenwolf was her life. She always, always had this company on her mind. On the other hand, Levy's close friend and former colleague, Erica Daniels, Levy was also fiercely loyal to her close circle of confidants. Martha may have been an icon of American theater, Daniels said, but she could be silly. She could suddenly ask you really personal questions like whether you had freckles on your chest. You'd be shocked, but you'd answer because she asked them. Over the last couple of years, she sometimes had to search for the right word, but she was still the smartest person in the room. Most artistic directors of nonprofit theaters are directors by trade. Levy, though, primarily was an actress, a formidably potent performer whose striking onstage appearances and restless creative energy were familiar to audiences from the early days of Steppenwolf. And after joining the ensemble in 93, Levy performed often on its stages, from Lost Land to Talking Heads to I Never Sang for My Father to Aunt Dan and Lemon. She was ever bruising for an interesting confrontation, that being the Steppenwolf way, in one tradition she had no intention of ever changing. So she was amazing on stage. I was lucky enough to see her act a bunch of times, and she came up with great, great things. Levy took over the top artistic position in 1995 during a lull in Steppenwolf's fortunes, and she was the first woman to ever get that job, and when its founders were looking for a new way forward. Co-founder Jeff Perry, Steppenwolf co-founder Jeff Perry, says when she first came to her artistic directorship from years of freelance acting and scholarship, I don't think Martha had ever run anything or had ever been asked to make leadership decisions, taking a multitude of other stakeholders into account. She had never been asked to so pervasively be accountable to a flock of gifted, undeniably and needy artists. Taking stock of her own estimation or instincts regarding a tough situation or decision was always a great strength of Martha's. But the artistic, emotional care and feeding of the institution and of the people who comprised Steppenwolf was, I think fair to say, more fundamentally challenging for her. She was felt the depth of that challenge, and her response was quintessential Martha. She grew to meet it. She did so many things for the company and nurtured so many artists and always had a kind word for people and encouragement and was filled with great insight. And as a result, she would give people great advice. And it's true what they say, that she would show up at many theaters, you know, across the Chicagoland area, you know, and they mentioned, you know, competitors to Steppenwolf, and she never felt like they were competitors. She came to some factory shows, which was always, I mean, every time she would walk into a theater, the theater company that was hosting that show would freak. It would be like, Martha Levy's here. And there would be like an electricity in the room when Martha Levy would walk into a theater to see your show or a friend's show. And that's the kind of woman she was. And what she accomplished in the 20-some years as artistic director at the Steppenwolf Theater was huge. You know, under her leadership, the garage space opened. They opened up. There were so many other things that she brought to it programs and, you know, artistic scholarships and classes and so many other things that she led and was responsible for that made Steppenwolf Theater even better and even bigger than it was before she took the helm of artistic director. She was a great woman, a great, great woman, and 60 is way too young to pass away. And she will be missed, and it's left a massive hole in the Chicago theater community that won't be filled. Nobody can fill it. So anybody who's ever been a part of Chicago theater, whether it is on the professional level or on the lowest, you know, storefront level, like I was for many years, will, you know, have to acknowledge what Martha Levy did, not only for the Steppenwolf Theater, but Chicago theater in general. And she was a wonderful woman off stage. And when she wasn't being an artistic director, she was just a really cool person. So, it's a huge loss for this city, and it's a huge loss for the world, quite frankly. Martha Levy, the longtime leader of Steppenwolf Theater, passed away at 60. And she won't be forgotten. There's no way she will be forgotten. And whoever had the chance to know her, even briefly, was affected by her. And she helped a lot of actors and actresses and a lot of creative folks and writers and directors. Helped them a lot and would leave impressions on people, even if it were just one sort of conversation or one exchange or one moment that this person would have with Martha would leave a lasting impression that these people will never forget. Artists in Chicago, if you just looked at if you, you know, looked at the Facebook news feed today after the yesterday after the story was published that Martha passed away, the amount of people on my news feed, obviously, I have a lot of friends who are in the theater world. So there was a lot of Martha Levy posts yesterday on Facebook. And in reading them, it would just remind me of some other moments that I would have to share with her or shows that I saw that she was responsible for. She was in. And it was just overwhelming looking at how many people she touched and how many people, you know, she had a huge effect on just by scrolling through the news feed yesterday and looking at all of these amazing and varied stories that people had about Martha Levy. So the legacy that she has left behind will never die. And the memories that she has blessed people with are great memories. And the advice and the helpfulness that she gave and lessons that she taught to people will forever live and make people better at theater and make people better at art and make people better at being people. She was amazing. She was only 60 years old. Rest in peace, Martha Levy. And she was amazing. And I was privileged to have. I didn't know her. You know, we weren't buddy buddy. I'd never been to her house or anything like that. But through both the radio world and the theater world, I knew her, and she was stunning. And what she did artistically and impactfully at Steppenwolf and in theater in general was amazing. So rest in peace, Martha Levy.